And later...
You were in two places at the same time?
Sure. That's how it works.
Is that possible?
Look, I told you, that's what Claudine did. We were on the phone, and then there she was, sitting across the table.
But she is not a nobody like you. I'm joking, okay? So tell me, how can you be in two places at the same time?
We do it all the time.
No, we don't.
Look, when you think about something, about anything, you're not here.
Yes, I am.
What Jack means, when your mind is with your thoughts, your body is here, but you're not. You're somewhere else.
And that's the secret of bilocating. Or in this case, cell locating. You need to see the place you want to be there.
Why can't everyone do this?
To be honest, I'm not sure how I did it.
Will Claudine help you find La Petite Frida?
She will.
How did you talk her into it?
She agreed that if something isn't done soon, the psychiatric wards are going to be overflowing.
Come St. Jean Baptiste Day, and this whole city is going to become a psychiatric ward.
Who was this St. Jean Baptiste, anyway?
I think he was a cousin of Jesus.
What?
He baptized Jesus.
Oh, you mean that John the Baptist.
Ah, you got it.
Yeah, the celebration has lost all its religious meaning. Now it's just a big party.
And like I said, they're expecting 200,000 people.
Gentlemen, the clock is ticking down. We have 36 hours.
Don't you just hate stories that have ticking clocks? Makes me so nervous. Oh.
Is it yours?
Not mine.
Hello, Claudine?
Bonjour, Jacques.
Little Frida?
Is that she?
Shh.
How you doing, Jacko?
Well, I'm Little Frida. Why have you been avoiding us? Mojo and I have been trying to locate you to...
Jacko, not now, okay?
Okay. Listen, these things, these puffs of energy, these bubbles that are bouncing around, these...
The eye of Van Gogh.
How did you know?
Claudine told me.
Well, what's your involvement in all of this?
Well, it's kind of involved.
What did she say?
She said her involvement is kind of involved.
Did she cause this?
Little Frida,
did
you...
Tell Mojo no.
She says no. Listen, we can help you.
The more help I get, the worse it gets.
Why?
Because it makes people crazy.
What did she say?
It'll make you crazy.
We know that.
Little Frida, we know that.
Jekyll, when you get a lot of crazy people together, everything gets really crazy.
Where are you?
You don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
It's not easy to describe.
Well, give me something. I'll hop over there right now.
Is he going to sell locate?
Looks like he's trying to.
I don't think you want to do that.
Let's see. You're in an attic.
Is that where you are? The wood floor? The windows are big. They're open. Boy, is this strange. It's like whatever furniture there was in here is now swirling around in the center of the room. And you're...
My God, what are you doing inside that eyeball?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Are you trapped?
No, not really. Hey, that's cell locating, Jekyll.
Oh, thanks, but will you come out of there?
Not now.
Don't these eyes affect you?
Oh, sure. But it's not that different from the way I see things.
But just being near this thing, it's so potent. And I'm not even really here.
Go back, Jack.
Little Frida, listen to me.
I'm hanging up.
No, don't. That'll throw me right out of here.
She hung up?
She's inside one of those eyes.
Is she all right?
She's fine.
But she don't want us involved.
No, she thinks we'll all go a bit bonkers.
We're already a bit bonkers.
I think I know where she is.
Jack, Mojo, Dominique, and Little Frida are finally all together, sipping their iced teas in the Café Fleur de Lis.
Frida, why have you been avoiding us?
I told you. This is dangerous.
Well, of course it's dangerous, but that doesn't mean...
Jack, let her talk.
Okay, let's talk.
It's a long story.
It's a long night.
You don't mind if I smoke?
Oh, God.
Ooh, may I have a light?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
With all this smoke, someone's going to call the fire department to hose us down.
Has he always been this bad?
Little Frida, the story, please.
Okie dokie. In the 1960s, an architectural engineer, Jean-Paul Breton, moved to Quebec City. That's when he discovered the Eye of Van Gogh.
Back in the 60s?
They were renovating a stone building. There was a crack in it. He was brought in to see if it could be saved. The building was at the base of the cliff.
This was in Lower Town?
Yeah. They drove steel beams into the cliff and attached them to the building. And that's when it happened.
Do you mean they actually...
Jack, shh! The workmen began to have visions, hallucinations, fits of madness. They kept having to bring in more workers. One group would go mad, they'd bring in another group. They'd work for a while, then they'd go mad, they'd bring in another group.
Okay, where is this going?
When they finally finished, they sealed the supports into the side of the cliff, and it stopped.
How do you know all this?
Jean-Paul Breton kept a journal. At first, he thought they had created a rift in reality, but he realized it was a rift in the cliff.
A cliff rift?
They were coming out of the holes they made in the cliff.
But these eyes, why do they pop out of the cliff?
Jean-Paul compared it to the pressure that builds up inside a volcano. You know, they bore holes into the sides of volcanoes.
So it won't blow its top.
How did you come across this journal?
It was photocopied and sent to me.
By Jean-Paul Breton?
No, by his son, Jean-Claude.
Yeah, but why you?
He knows me.
Yeah, but how did you come in contact?
Jack, will you let her talk?
Okay.
Jean-Paul became intrigued by what had happened. He knew these bubbles of energy instilled visions. He decided to experiment. He rented an entire floor of the building. He drilled into the cliff near where the supports had been. Here's what his son Jean-Claude told me.
He tunneled into the cliff. He had a steel door installed. He could open and release these bubbles at will. My father was not only testing it on himself, but also on the neighborhood.
The people of Basseville?
Yes, but most of the bubbles drifted up with the air currents. My father was able to see these bubbles. He had become so visually acute, but he was also paying a terrible price. The exposure was causing hallucinations even when he wasn't exposed. His early descriptions were so exact, so precise. But then you saw the last entries in his journal.
Wait, I don't understand.
Shut up.
In the 1960s, there was an upheaval here in Quebec. First, we freed ourselves from the oppression of the church, and then came the Mouvement Separatiste to create a country free from the English oppression of the French in Quebec.
Absolument.
Shh. My father felt here was a way to increase this new consciousness. He wanted to find the source of this energy and open it further. The last part of his journal is very difficult to read. It's poetic, but also tormented. He knew he was losing his mind. In the early 70s, my mother left him. She took my sister and me. We moved to Montreal. I rarely saw him after that.
Did he go mad?
Dominique, shush.
No, tell me.
My father wrote in his journal that our world was not ready for this. Artists maybe, but others no, probably never. He retained enough grasp of this reality to know that for everyone to see with the eyes of a Van Gogh, this does not create a stable society.
So when he realized it wasn't such a great idea, what did he do?
He sealed it up.
The hole?
Yeah.
Well, something happened, because those eyes are escaping again. Did he say anything about this in his journal?
By this time, Jean-Paul was barely able to function. His descriptions aren't of surface reality. They're descriptions of the vibrational essence. That's why Jean-Claude contacted me. He thought maybe I could decipher the notes.
Were you able to?
Well, just a little bit.
So where is this building?
Is that where Jacques saw you?
It's not the right building.
But weren't you inside an eye?
It floated in through the window.
But his son, Jean-Claude, can't he find the building? It must be in the city records.
They were destroyed in a fire in City Hall. And Jean-Claude's father never said where it was.
His father isn't alive?
No. He was finally committed. He died a few years ago.
So we have no idea where the eyes are coming from.
But the people who live close to that building, eh? Why aren't they all crazy?
Don't forget, some of these bubbles are carried with the wind. So you may have a sprinkler effect. Some go up, some go down, some out.
Let me get this straight. First, Jean-Paul drills a hole into the cliff and opens it up. Then he thinks otherwise, and he seals it up. And now...
The seal is broken.
But you said there was a steel door or a plug or something.
Let me explain what we found.
In the 1960s, Dow Chemical made a product called Sarabande. It was an epoxy grout mainly used for brick that was extremely strong in tension and compression. It would adhere to steel, but it had one problem. It corroded the steel and basically ate it up.
That's what he had used, Sarabande.
Well, we have about a day and a half before... what are they expecting? 200,000 people from all over Canada to come pouring into the old city to celebrate Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day?
No.
What?
The big celebration's not on Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day.
That's right. It's on the eve of Saint-Jean-Baptiste.
The night before?
But that's tomorrow.
We have less than a day.
Why do I think it's going to be a real madhouse around here?
I think I'll stay in and watch it on TV.
You mind if I join you?
No, come on. You can't give up.
Little Frida, is there more to your story?
Well, in the late 60s, at the same time Jean-Paul was doing his experiments, things here in Quebec had become pretty crazy. We don't know if this had anything to do with the kidnappings and the bombings and the separatist movement and martial law, but in the early 70s, Jean-Paul sealed it up.
He became a recluse. They have a high tolerance for eccentrics here, and he never did any harm. But finally, he was committed to an asylum. The writings in his journal were seen as ravings.
He was a mad genius.
Was he a mad genius, or a genius who had gone mad?
Does it matter now?
So what do we have? About 20 hours left?
And we're sitting here sipping iced tea, reminiscing about the past.
You were the one who made little Frida stop what she was trying to do.
That's right. Shame on you.
Mojo, you're no better. Where is his son, Jean-Claude?
He's here.
Dominique, have you ever seen The Exorcist?
What? The movie?
Yeah. Before you blow out your next puff of smoke, why don't you just spin your head around backwards?
Little Frida, what do we have to do?
Stay away from the Eye of Van Gogh.
We can take it.
No, we can't.
She's right. You step into one of those things, your mind's all wobbly for hours.
Okay, gang. The eyes are becoming more frequent. They are becoming bigger and more potent.
Bigger and better? Why?
We think the seal is coming apart, disintegrating, and there may be more pressure pushing them out.
So they're popping out one after another?
Not yet, but soon.
Eyes of Van Gogh bouncing down the narrow streets, but no one can see them coming.
I can.
You can?
Yeah, but not till they just about get me.
That's more than we can do.
Look, maybe we can help. Just tell us, what do we have to do?
Stay out of the way.
Oh, come on.
That's no fun.
I don't want you involved.
Why not?
I keep telling you, too many exposures and these eyes will drive you batty.
But not you.
I don't experience them the way you do.
You know, that we're all a bit nuts around here anyway.
So first, we gotta find that building.
No, first, we meet with Jean-Claude, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Little Frida, okay?
Okay.
Okay.